You're having a pretty good day, I would say.
Phenomenal day.
So tell me about what happened, and I know you said this was yesterday. Tell me, just kind of walk me through the story.
Yeah, I worked overtime yesterday, and getting off work, I wanted to go pick up a crossword, the Colossal Crossword. And so I go grab a couple of sodas, I go up to the counter, and I ask for a number one, and she says, I'm sorry, we're out of those. So she goes, is there anything else I can get you? I'm like, give me one of those Winbig. And I got out my car and I scratched it off, and then I couldn't believe, because I've scratched off tickets before where I thought I had won and I didn't. So I seen that 300,136 is the number, and 36 on top of my winning numbers. As I fumbling to get my phone to check it on my phone, and then finally came up that I won a 300 grand. And then I sat in the parking lot for 10 minutes, just didn't know what I was doing. I was in shock. And then I couldn't get hold on to my family members to tell them what happened. So it was pretty surreal.
I bet it was. Now, did you go back into the station at all to have him check it
too? No, I
didn't. You knew the phone. Did you screenshot it?
I screenshotted it. I sent it to a bunch of buddies, and they're like, you're messing with me. I'm like, no, I'm not. So it's after the year I had last year, this is amazing.
That's so awesome. So she didn't ruin your day after all.
She did not ruin my day, and I'll go back and tell her today that she did not ruin my day.
That'll be so much fun for her.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you said you're married, and what is your wife's name?
Anna.
A-N-N-A, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you said you tried to call her, or no, you couldn't call her.
No, she was in a meeting, so I knew I couldn't call her until she got up at 5, so.
That's a long wait.
Yeah, it was a three-hour wait before I could tell her, and her reaction was priceless.
Yeah.
That was worth the price of admission right there.
Now, you said you played a little fib with her, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I told her I got fired. And I had the ticket sitting on the counter, and she was like freaking out. What happened? And then she starts to look over, and she sees the 300,000. And I'm like, why don't you check out that ticket? And then she starts screaming. It was amazing.
Okay, maybe not fired. Maybe I won the lottery.
Yeah, maybe it was good news.
But you just had her on a roller coaster. So I'm assuming, like you said, eventually you got a hold of family.
I got a hold of everybody yesterday. Yep, everybody was, they couldn't believe it. They were shocked as I was.
Are you believing it yet?
No, not really. Well, getting the check today helped a little bit.
It does help. It does help having that in front of you. So, now, did you sleep well last night?
I slept like a baby last night.
Sign your ticket, hide it, put it away, keep it safe.
She goes, I'm going to put this over here so nothing happens to it.
Okay, whatever keeps it safe. That's all that matters. So, now, have you two got to talk at all about what you're
doing?
Oh, yeah,
we already have it planned out.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm paying off our vehicle. We'll probably go buy a new home within the next year or so. And then my mom passed away last year. And I started helping my stepdad pay for his funeral because my mom didn't have any insurance or anything. So I was paying on that. So I'm going to go ahead and finish paying that off and then buy my mom's headstone.
Nice.
And then pay the rest of all our debts and then put the rest money in some money marketing account or something like that.
That's perfect. I mean.
Yeah, and I retire in 5 years, so.
What good timing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never a bad time to win money, but,
Perfect. You know. Set us up. I won't have any debts other than, utilities and main stuff. So
day-to-day stuff.
Yep.
But, oh, my gosh. It's just crazy to think about all that. I mean.
Yeah, you think about it all the time. What would you do? And then you do it, and it's like, is this real?
Now I actually get to do that stuff.
Yeah, I actually do what I said I was going to do.